Hi there, you. Hope you're well and handling things with great confidence and calmness. Easier said than done, people tell me, though. Not that I need people to tell me that. Therapists are human too, for now at least, before the robots take over anyway. I'm a positive kind of guy, and even I get sucked into the negativity of what's going on in the world. Often, I need to practice what I preach just as much as every other therapist does, and keep my news watching to a minimum. If watching the news encourages you to donate something to an emergency relief charity, then that's great. Something positive can come out of it. But if all being glued to negative news does is make you feel more and more helpless, more and more anxious, then that could have quite a negative effect on us, obviously, because it primes us to experience it elsewhere as well. Priming is like hearing a funny joke, laughing, and then hearing a less funny joke, but laughing again more than you would have done if it had been the first joke. That's just how brains work, because you've been primed to find things funny. But if you prime yourself for stress, pain, helplessness, then it doesn't take long for exposure to bad news to influence your sleep and then make you shout at your kids. And shouting at your kids isn't going to prevent anti-Semitism or provide medical aid for anybody. All it's going to do is make things worse for you. And it's no secret that bad news gets more views than good news does. So if somebody wants your attention, whether it's for ad revenue or it's just for attention around a pub table, they're going to bring up bad news. But you can care about other people and the pain and suffering that they experience and still care about yourself too. It doesn't make you selfish or cruel to be happy, even though there are others in the world that aren't. And you certainly don't deserve to make yourself ill. Like you might have heard me say before, the brain doesn't know the difference between fact and fiction. If you watch horrible things, your body will respond as if those horrible things are going on for real to you, even though you might be thousands of miles away. And everyone's sensitivities are different. It's why some people love horror films and other people hate them. Some people love true crime stories. Others just want to watch comedy programs because the crime stuff feels too real. We feel the pull towards the things we fear, though, don't we? There's this unconscious process that runs in the back of our mind that says, the more that I understand something, the more protected I'll be from it. But for most situations, that's just not true. It just tightens up our body and makes us stressed and anxious instead. Every cell in your body, every muscle contracting and sending messages back and forth between your brain and the rest of your body, that you're not safe, that the world is not safe, that you're in danger, so get ready for fight or flight. And we can get so used to feeling tight and stressed that it feels normal. So it's worth checking your body for tension, your jaw, your shoulders. Are you holding your stomach tightly? It might be bracing itself for a punch, you see. Our unconscious mind isn't smart enough to know what to try and prevent. Stress even makes us store fat in case the reason for our anxiety is that crops must be failing. So we might need to compensate and deliberately loosen our jaw, soften our muscles, and tell ourselves that we're safe and that everything's going to be okay. Because your mind has been getting conflicting messages. You've not been acting as if you're in any danger, but you're engaging with danger through the news or social media. And for a lot of people, that's going to have an effect. For some, it's just sadness that we move on from. For others, it's anxiety, and they don't move on until they balance caring too little for other people with caring too much, which stops us from caring for ourselves. And if this is you, or you need to pass this advice on to others, then think about what I've been saying here today, please. As is always the case, There's more to keep you on the right track on my Patreon page. Head over to patreon.com, look me up, and for the same price as a 5-pack of Curly Whirlies each week, apparently, you can support the show and get some mental health boosting goodies instead. So have a great weekend, everybody. You all take care. Bye for now.